mine's a friend of mine has his general and has had it for a decade, but I've had friends since college that always sort of were like, you should get your license. I was like, I'll wait. And then finally a friend of mine's husband was like, you really need to get your license, because if you don't, then he's gonna make me get it. And I really want nothing to do with it. And so this was sort of a service to a group of friends, basically to keep a marriage all together. So I'd say that in jest. This friend was hoping to get us into it as locals, and so I took Dan's class at the U back in June, studied a bit, just took it, managed to pass first try. So I was like, oh, what the heck? I thought it was a really low cost entry to see if there was anything. I really don't know what I want to do with it. I'm not super into like the readiness kind of stuff. It's not really my thing. I mean, I always have dreamed about having, cars with walkie-talkies and talking with, up and down the freeway in a caravan or something like that. So sort of the CB radio type of thing, honestly, is what draws me. But then, we get lots more power, I feel like, with this.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I like the preparedness stuff. I haven't renewed it in a while, but I used to have my Skywarn credentials. I'm honestly, I want to get this, get my, I like listening to the radio. I like listening to the public, the scanners, so I, actually, speaking of listening, I went out to NASCAR. My uncle once brought us out to NASCAR, what was that, last weekend or the weekend before, it was interesting to, for time.